Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Friday. And this is, I talked about the headphones and why we wear them. I can't hear out of mine at all.
Did you try turning the volume up?
Yeah, I did that. Oh. All of that.
Turn it off and turn it back on.
There's no off on button.
Oh.
I can't.
Well, I'm out of ideas. So if you guys, if you want to help him. I mean, the volume thing was my go-to. Like, turn it up, and then it works. But
pop up the volume.
Man, that sucks. It sounds like a you problem. Hey, Joe.
I've tried everything, man. I can't get anything from headphones.
Do you think there a short in where the wire meets the headphones, not where the wire is getting plugged in?
No, this light isn't on at all right here. How'd you spend your Thursday, Ed?
I watched the game last night. Nothing special. Trying to get some Christmas shopping done. I can't believe it's this close. It's December, 11th? Man.
Santa will be here before you know it.
Yeah. Hard to believe. That's it. I had a cigar. We sat outside. I had a cigar last night sitting at, 23 degrees? Had on a pair of snowmobile gloves.
Was it a heater somewhere?
No, absolutely not.
What did you do that for?
I wanted a cigar.
Is it that cold that you like leave the cigar on the deck like a banister or something? You just lean over.
No, it's funny. I had on snowmobile gloves, and I'm like trying to pick it up like it was like watching somebody never use chopsticks before. Like,
yeah. It's like trying. Well, someone who's used chopsticks for all his life and still can't use them. That would be me. That would be me. I still don't know how to operate those things.
Like there it is. What we're doing.
No. Jeremy, what'd you do last night?
So my wife and I, we went to the Casas Inn. Rick Dempsey had an autograph signing. God, Rick Dempsey's so cool, man. So Rick Oliver, his agent, everybody, just so great, like being around him and watching. A lot of people came. A lot of older people came
in. Of course.
I'm talking about the wheelhouse. And he was even saying, yeah, a bunch of people are going to come by that haven't seen this place yet. And I love when people go in there and see how nice that
place
is.
Which one we were at? The new one?
Yeah, in Timonium.
Oh, nice. You went to Timonium one?
Yeah. So
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah, we went there. It's really nice.
It is.
You know, it's at the racetrack. And
hey, did you know he didn't know they had one? And I've been doing commercials about it for about 6 months now. 8 months?
Let me see.
10 months?
Are you surprised why?
Rick, can you tell him about the new Costas Inn? Anyway, it was great, and it was funny because the quarterback from my flag football team said, "Hey, I heard you're going to be there. I'm coming out." And you know what's funny? The same time he heard I was going to be there was the same time I heard I was going to be there in the commercial on the radio. It's like, but
I was thinking if I was here last night, I was gonna go, and I'd ended up in Dundalk.
Yeah, you ended up in for the game.
I would have ended up in Dundalk.
I got you.
So I would have gone to the wrong place.
Yeah. See, and again, like this, it was so cool just seeing the interaction. There was actually when Rick was in the World Series parade, there was a woman driving whatever convertible he was sitting in the back of. They had a large old photo of it, and the woman and her daughter showed up and said, "That's me and that's you. Autograph this."
Oh, really?
Oh, that's awesome.
It was a really cool moment because everybody's looking at it going, I mean, you think about something full circle. You're not thinking about who's driving your car when you're in the parade. You're getting drunk and saying hi to everybody. But yeah, it was a really cool night. More people to go out to the Casa Center and check that place out.
Yeah, I'm going to. Just fantastic. I love them, though. I spent my late afternoon, early evening in Springfield, Virginia. Playing against some team from what part of Australia did I tell
Brisbane.
You guys? Yeah, playing some team from Brisbane, Australia.
I was going to start singing some Drake.
Brisbane. They're doing like a tour. I know they didn't come play one game. They must
They're doing. There's several in that area. There's a facility called the St. James, and they put on a lot of pre-holiday classics. I'm guessing they're staying in one place because they're three different. Pre-holiday classics in that building over the next week and a half. So I'm thinking, logistically, that's what they're going to do because tonight I got to go back down there because we have the She Got Game classic. We won last night with 57-46.
Wait until Rosedale Christian finds out about the new recruiting trip down in Brisbane. I hope it's in the budget.
I said they must have better budget than you. That's like, wow.
I mean, the NIL there is just unreal.
Yeah, so are the moms.
Well, I'm sure Rob does the same okie doke to the parents that he does to us.
What okie doke?
Like the okie doke, like, hey guys, I got these tickets for each of you, and you hand them out, and then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, they're each $55. And it's the setup. It's like, hey man, what are you doing next Saturday? I don't have anything on the schedule. Oh, cool. I got some tickets for you guys to come to my event. Here you go. Just send me 55 Venmo, Cash App. I got everything. Zelle. If you want to send a check, go ahead and write it, make it payable. It's like, and I'm sure he does that with the school as well.
You can get a Delta flight. It's only 33 hours, 58 minutes.
Wow. To Australia?
Two stops.
How much is it?
Where's the first one, Mars?
One way is $1,000.
One way is $1,000.
Hey, that's like going to Florida, Southwest now. No, but that's not the problem.
It's just the amount of time you spend on the plane.
I'm looking at the other ones, all one stop in San Francisco and stuff. That's still 22 hours.
I think you can watch all the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies twice before you get there.
You probably go through puberty.
Jesus. 33 hours. I don't want to be 33 hours anywhere.
Nowhere.
Especially not in the air.
Yeah. I would get a little, I can't do that. I had a fit flying to Seattle.
It's a long flight.
Five something. Five plus.
It's like 6 hours. Yeah, that's a long flight.
I had a fit, Jeremy. Well, seriously. I think I made a trail in that aisle walking back and forth. I just can't sit still that long.
That bad back of mine, it doesn't matter. You short flight, long flight, eventually it's locking up at some point. And I know you have the same thing, Ed.
So. Yeah, I just get really bored after a couple hours. I'm like him. I'm like, what am I going to do now? Yeah.
How about trying to raw dog that 33-hour flight? You know what that's about, right? That's where you go on with nothing. There's no music. You're not watching TV. That. You're not reading. It's just you.
No.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, I love myself, but not that much.
Do you do that?
Hell no. No. Okay. Hey, I think it's the dumbest thing ever. But when people start talking about doing it, I'm going, like, I'd rather fast for a week than fly for 33 hours.
That's no joke. Yes. I would too.
I'd rather not eat for a week.
You know, we were talking about, like, not being able to sit still, Ed. I remember I talked to a parent. His kid, they found out he was on the spectrum. He was asking me certain characteristics. And he said, does your son have a hard time sitting still? I said, no, I do. Yes. He's fine. He can sit there forever. I'm the one who has a hard time sitting still. Yeah, that flight was miserable. Almost 6 hours.
I'm looking at 6 hours on a button right in this flight.
410-583-1057 is the number. Pete Alonso, it's official. It's official. He signs the five-year deal, $155 million with the Baltimore Orioles. The physical is good. Press conference is today. Am I right, Joe? Press conference is today.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.?
Right.
Yeah, so he is going to be announced as an official member of the Baltimore Orioles. What's next? I don't think this team is done.
The number is going to wear. Can't wait 20.
20, did you say 25?
Is he?
25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Week 15 picks at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, as a fan, does it feel like Sunday's game, you don't really feel like watching, you're not into this yet? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the phone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Man. Jeremy, looking at the slate of games, my headphones work now all of a sudden. Looking at the slate of games.
Did you turn the volume up?
No, I just, yeah. Honestly, you know what I did? I unplugged them and plugged them back in.
Well, you didn't use my...
Turn them off and turn them on.
I told you, there's my two. It's the two go-tos. It's all I got. What do you want to know?
What do you need? Here are the Monday, the 1 o'clock games for Sunday. What do you need? What do you need? I got these tickets right here.
Fix your headphones already.
How can I be of service to you, sir?
1 o'clock game. Browns at Bears. Chargers at Chiefs. Bills at Patriots. Commanders at Giants. Raiders at Eagles. Jets at Jaguars. Cards at Texans. Those are the 1 o'clock games, along with the Ravens at Bengals. Mm-hmm. If you looked at that slate of games, you're not a Ravens fan. You have no interest in watching the Ravens at all for work. Does that even tickle your fancy, so to speak?
Chargers or Chiefs does.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm talking about, does the Ravens game tickle your fancy?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was thinking it the same way you were.
I'm sorry. I didn't deliver that right. Where does the Ravens game rank with those games?
Plug it back in again. Try it. See if it goes right this time. Or turn your volume
up. It's just, I mean, the Bills, Patriots, Chargers, Chiefs, by far, are games that I'd rather watch.
It's just not
that game this weekend, man.
Yeah, like, again, that window in the 1 o'clock hour, you're talking about, I think you brought up the two best games, and then you probably followed up with the Ravens and Bengals. But this week, it might be where you say, hey, the 4 o'clock game seemed a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, Lions-Rams.
Yeah, I'm just creating a pecking order for 1 o'clock. Like I don't want to watch that. You guys know I love Caleb Williams. I might want to watch a little bit of that just to see him. I'm watching the Ravens game Sunday because I'm a Ravens fan, and it's my job to watch it. I got to be honest with you. If I didn't have either responsibility, it probably would not be on my radar.
I'm watching because I think Derrick Henry goes over his rushing prop and Isaiah likely goes over his receiving prop. So, no, I still think the Ravens-Bengals game comes down to being a good game from the standpoint of what it means, you know, especially for the division, what both teams are doing. Did you guys see the thing yesterday with Ja'Marr Chase? And he thought Joe Burrow talking about he needs to love football and all these other things. People were like, is he retiring? What the hell's going on with him? Ja'Marr Chase was like, yeah, that's AI. They're like, no, it wasn't. That's Joe Burrow talking.
He really did say that?
He was just talking about, like, for him to be his best, he has to be in love with what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's basically all he was saying.
Right.
And then people took it as like, oh, is he not in love with the game?
If you listen to the whole thing, it was once again justifying why he's playing right now with an injury.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's growing a little annoyed with that question. That's what it sounds like to me, Jeremy. He why are you asking me, why am I showing up for work?
Yeah.
You know, okay, he's hurt. We get it. He's dealing with an injury. But it's his job to come to work, not just because the team is winning. That's what fans do. Fans decide to come because they're in it or out. That's fine. That's your prerogative. That's your money. I get it. Players shouldn't have to make that decision. If you're healthy enough to play, I don't care what your record is, you should play.
And by the way, everybody should be in front of their TV at 4 o'clock, 4:25 on Sunday.
What's going on 4:25?
It sounds like Phillip Rivers might be starting a game.
This weekend?
They're saying he might be playing this weekend.
I heard on a national radio show, an insider said the Colts want to make sure he's healthy through the week before they make the announcement. Each practice, okay, he's not going to have maybe arm soreness. Any kind of soreness that may prevent him from playing Sunday. They want to make sure he gets through the week before they make the announcement.
Yeah, in case he went to the same military that Tyler O'Neill went to, you know, become General Soreness and have something like that. But I don't think if Phil Rivers actually knows this, because even if he didn't sign the contract, he was starting on Sunday for the Colts. It just seemed like even when the reporter at the press conference is like, how much do you weigh? It's like, oh my God, what an... You really asking that question? And then he just kind of laughs it off. He's like, I ain't weighed myself in a while. I mean, because he does. He looks older. He looks bigger. He looks slower.
He just does. I don't get it. I don't get this at all. I am concerned for Phillip Rivers.
I'm starting to think his wife might be pregnant, so he's just going away because he knows he can't get her pregnant again. No, he just can't get her pregnant while she's pregnant.
I'm concerned for him, man. This is, it's a young man's game. Mm. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday to you too.
Yeah, thanks. As far as the Ravens and watching it and, being up for it, I'm not like a lot of usually where I watch the games. There's a lot of these negative people or whatever, but they're still in this. Lamar looked, regardless of what the Zebras did on Sunday, I think Lamar's looking more healthy, so I'm looking forward to watching the game. You guys have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend as well, Chris.
It's going to be so weird, and look, I can't give you a reason that it's going to be the raisin, the raisins. Yeah, I'm raising grape awareness. It's raisin awareness. somebody's going to get hot at the right time, and like if I told you, hey, Jacksonville's in the Super Bowl or Houston's in the Super Bowl, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, you're like, man, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. That ain't happening. And then like now you look at it going, I don't know that I should be shocked of any team that makes it to the Super Bowl.
Two of the front runners right now.
Like on the AFC side, who is it?
Yeah.
Who do you believe in? Like, just to show you, nobody believes in the Chiefs, and the Chargers are a 5.5-point underdog at Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we talked about the Bears being in first place, best record in the NFC, and they go on the road and they're a touchdown underdog. Denver's at home. Green Bay is favored at Denver.
Really?
Yes.
That one shocked me.
They were favored by 2.5. Now I'm seeing some 1.5s out there.
That one surprised me.
It's just telling you what Vegas is telling you about these teams that have, I don't want to say never done it before, but now we're finally seeing them have success.
See, when we make our picks, I don't look at the odds. I just look at, you know, what I think. And I thought I was maybe trying to reinvent the wheel by having Green Bay beat Denver. Mm-mm. That's what I had.
Well, I mean, look, that one's the two games that are like 1 point spreads or 1.5 point spreads are split right down the middle with New England, Buffalo, Green Bay, Denver, people picking each side of it. Because there are people that are going, okay, New England, you got Buffalo early this year. See this big win? And people are going, it's a huge win for Buffalo. They got two tipped interceptions in the last 5 minutes of the game, and one of them went for a touchdown. So, like, New England coming off of, this is only the last time a team had won 10 in a row and was an underdog was Big Ben in the AFC Championship game. Remember when he took over for Tommy Maddox and rattled off all those wins?
Yeah.
They were an underdog to the Patriots in the AFC Championship game. Right now, we have two teams that have rattled off 10 wins in a row, and they're both underdogs at home. It's
New England's underdog this
weekend? Yes, New England's an underdog to Buffalo by a point. Yeah. It's minor, but still.
Well, you think they'd be a 3 or 4 point favorite at home.
Well, if they were home, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's weird. This league, for lack of a better term, this league sucks. It sucks, and there's no rhyme or reason.
I was
going to say
I didn't want to do it because I feel like other people just being crying. I think it really sucks this year. I think it sucks completely. It's like,
I think it sucked for 3 years.
I think this is the worst one we've had in a long time. I've thought this a while, but this parody, it's not parody. It's mediocrity.
Yeah.
Totally mediocrity. It's really like a, eh. Like,
and can we bring this up? I mean, I feel like we should have just run roughshod through it, but it happened during the game. And if you didn't see it, what's the catch? Because we saw the Isaiah Likely thing happen in the middle of the field. Guess what? He didn't get 3 feet down to complete
one
catch.
Foot down.
It barely. Yeah, you can make the case he didn't get two down. Yeah. Guess what? It was ruled a catch and a fumble.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd that happen?
Yeah.
This is just.
There used to be anybody could win. Now it's anybody could lose.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, this is just not. That's the difference between parody and mediocrity. Well,
what was Tampa Bay up late last night?
14.
14. First time they've done that, lost the game when they're up 14 in the fourth quarter.
Since the Colts?
Since 03, I think.
Peyton Manning and the Colts, yeah. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. They were down 21 to start the fourth quarter, and they came back and won. I think it was a TD to Marvin Harrison that won it.
I remember that now.
Yeah, I woke up at like midnight, and the game's still going on, and I'm like, the hell is that score? And then I couldn't go back to bed.
Week 15 picks at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, Lamar downplayed the story about heated exchange with Filele despite Tracy Wolfson's sideline report during the Steelers game. Who's telling the truth? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
No, I saw that. That's a lot. I didn't say anything to him. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that came from. It wasn't me. It wasn't for Lele, so I don't know.
That's Lamar Jackson when asked about a little riff, heated exchange, if you will, on the sideline Sunday with Daniel Falele. Tracy Wolfson appeared on the Glenn Clark Show, our good friend, and she responded to Lamar Jackson's response.
We get snippets. We can see and only report what we hear, right? Certain things. We can't report everything. That is not, you know, our role. It was just communication, right? Just conversation between Lamar and look, Lamar rarely gets up and talk. It was Falele that came over to him. Lamar rarely gets up and interacts, you know, and a lot of the quarterbacks do that, by the way. You know, they sit by themselves, they do their thing. And then there's other quarterbacks, you know, who get up and go over and talk to their line and their wide receivers and running backs and are really involved. It's just the personalities of the quarterbacks. But Falele felt like he had to come over and explain what was happening, felt like they saw something. And so, yes, I think it was misconstrued, that report, and I apologize if it came off that way. But it was just more along the lines of they're trying to figure something out here, right? They know something is off. And how can they fix it before it gets worse? And that was early in the game.
By the way, I got the order messed up. That was Wolfson on Monday. Lamar was after Wolfson on Glenn Clark Show. However, Ed, when it comes time for things like these, I tend to believe the initial report.
So do I. I'm with you. I think, you know, I believe the initial report because when things like this come out and, you know, it's a potential powder keg, because you got, you know, one of the faces of the NFL involved, and a guy that is, you know, everybody is on, you know, down on. It's a big story.
Yes.
It's a big story, and I just think, you know, the initial report to me sounds more valid, and now it's just like everybody trying to soften them. It wasn't quite that. You misunderstood. I misheard. It was, you know, you didn't hear what I was writing or what I said. It's like, not buying it.
And you know how it is, Jeremy, in this business. Tracy Wolfson reported it initially. She probably got some pushback from inside the castle, and she doesn't want to mess up her access.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how those relationships go. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know, you start ruffling feathers, they'll do exactly the minimum of what they're required to do.
Yeah.
And not anything extra. And it's not, when I say they, I don't mean the Ravens. That's in general, in this business.
In this business, which kind of sucks. And they do it for sure. They do that. Ravens do it. They all do it. You know, if they don't like what you say, then you're locked out of the castle. In this case, it's called the castle.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in government. You can't, you know, unless you do something egregious, you can't ban people from attending your press events. And I just don't think, you know, they should be able to do that either. But it's, you know, it's not a government entity. It's a private enterprise.
What do you think the heated exchange, or let's go back, Jeremy. Do you think there really was a heated exchange between he and Falele?
I mean, there was probably something said, and I don't even have a problem with Wolfson reporting it. I mean, I'm sure there was something that went on that she heard, whether it was as aggressive as initially reported, if it was yelling or whatever. But I think all of us were like, yeah, it's about time.
My point. Like, and that's what I was going to say. Like, who cares, really? Like, first of all, there's that. Like, it's about time. Second of all, it's like, have you never had a verbal altercation with somebody on a team at work, something, you know, but you feel fine the next hour. You just, you know, in the moment, it's a heated moment. You missed the block, whatever it may have been. You know, you got me sacked. I had Zay open on the right side, and on and on.
Did you see the thing I posted with the dude around the corner, and he's got like his riot gear on or whatever, his bulletproof vest, and there's two dudes beating the crap out of a guy, and it says Lamar Jackson there, and it's Daniel Falele around the corner looking like, come on. I sit here, look, I can see what I'm talking about. it's so good. I retweeted a while back. I sent it to the group way, way, way back.
Every Sunday for the Baltimore Ravens.
It's so good, man. And by the way, the person that sent out that Michigan, because of their coaching situation, has to move to Plan B. Bravo! Bravo!
Because of the rumor that
he forced her to get an abortion.
Plan B.
Plan B.
I saw that, yeah.
B. It's like the guy that's asked, he's like, all right, quick question. Would you rather A, spend the rest of your life with your wife, or B? B. No.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens get ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals on the road Sunday. After losing to the Bengals just 2 weeks ago on Thanksgiving, and I wonder, my question to a lot of the fans would be this. Does your opinion about this game, how much of the results of Thanksgiving form your opinion of this game? Do you think that was just a bad game?
No. Sorry.
You don't? No, go ahead.
No, I don't. I think this is not a very good team. I think it's an immensely talented team. They're the San Diego Padres right now. That's who they are.
A lot of
look great on paper, but they're not playing good football. And don't tell me they are. I see what I see every Sunday. They don't look good against the Steelers. They don't look good against the Bengals. They've not looked good against a lot of teams this year.
But they're playing another team who's not good.
And they lost to them.
Yeah. I mean,
badly.
What happened? This is what I said about with the Falcons last night. Whatever happened on Sunday doesn't have anything to do with what's going on.
This isn't about Sunday, though. This is about the body of work this season. Yeah. But this is all season.
It is, but you're talking about a team that has less wins than the Ravens and has the worst defense in football.
What was the original question? Hang on. What'd you say?
Does your opinion about Sunday's game, is it formed based on the results of Thanksgiving?
Not solely.
Yeah, mine's not. I mean,
mine. Well, I'll be honest with you. I've said this to you before. Before they played the Bengals, when it comes to the Ravens, are the team in the division that I fear more than anybody.
And it's been that way for years.
Said
not
that.
The Steelers. It's been the Bengals.
Yeah, before the game, I said that I was afraid of this game, and because you had Joe Burrow coming back. Mm-hmm. That's the team. I will admit it. That's the team that I fear more than anyone else in this division. Is because of Burrow. Is because of Chase.
10-5 against the Bengals.
I understand that, but it's the team that I fear. They probably have a winning record against. Browns as well.
Well, then I'm telling you.
10-5 against the Bengals, where? In Cincinnati?
No, against the Bengals.
Lamar is 10-5 against the Bengals.
Yeah, he's 10-5 against Lamar. He has a winning record. Yeah. But they put up a lot of points against us. What? You don't feel 10-5?
Doesn't seem like enough games.
He's missed a lot.
Remember, he missed the season. I mean, he played in the two games, either one or two of the games a year. Well, he had to play in one because we got an odd number because he hasn't played in this one. I don't know. I don't remember how many of those he missed, but yeah, like, again, I go back to this stuff with Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow is excellent. I've got a newfound respect for him. The fact that he did come back and try to play through this and what he said, but at the same extent too, I look at the Cincinnati team and I don't know any teams putting more pressure on their quarterback right now than Cincinnati is for how bad their defense is. And if the Ravens come out and give the ball to Derrick Henry 20 times, I think they win this game by 10 points easily.
And you say 10-5, and I'll give you an example why. Ravens gave up, 10 points against the Bills, gave up 23 points against the Commanders, gave up 10 points against the Broncos. They beat the Bengals 41-38. They gave up 16 points against the Steelers. They gave up 14 points against the Giants, and they beat the Bengals last year 35-34. So that's you got to keep putting your foot on the gas against this Bengal team for some reason when you're the Ravens. And right now, what's the one thing that you don't have confidence in? The offense, for me, the offense putting the foot on the gas. I don't have any confidence in them.
The offense doesn't look good, and the defense giving up 59 points in the last two games. The defense doesn't look good, and they look very good in the prior five. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's happened to them where, you know, they were kind of iffy. You know, the beginning of the year looked terrible, obviously. You know, they're 1-5. Look like the world's going to collapse. And then they go on the winning streak. And now it's like, come on. Yeah. Like, come on. But then I try to, tell myself, well, that's not fair. There was, three egregious calls in the game. And you say, you can't let the ref. Well, you can. Because they cost him a ton of points. A ton. I mean, the field goal penalty, and the non-catch alone are 11 points right there. And you talk about the negated interception. Who knows what would happen there? So, yeah, I guess I have to temper it a bit in my head.
I understand what you're saying. But by the way, just pointing out last year that the games were close, they've won by double digits more times than they've won close.
I understand, but see, that's like saying this team hadn't done anything in 7 years against that team. And you ask, well, who was on the roster 7 years? I'm building my
opinion. I'm going
back
2 years ago. I'm building my opinion on there. Jamar Chase was there.
I know, but I'm building my opinion. My opinion for this year was based on what I saw last year. And my opinion for this week is based on what I saw last year and in 2 weeks ago. Not based on 2-3 years ago. My opinion is based on that. What happened more recently. We give it out shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, did yesterday's move by the Ravens give you some insight on what's going on with Matabike? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Travis Jones inked to a 3-year extension by the Baltimore Ravens. Jeremy, does this kind of lead you to believe even more than we did before that it's not good with Madubuike?
Look, you had to re-sign Travis Jones regardless. They get very fortunate because you have this CBA flub again with the same thing that happened with Bateman. Mm-hmm. And then now it gets they avoid the lawsuit and everything else by getting the extension going and making sure you get him back in the fold. But I think you're getting him at a fairly good deal. If you look at this team coming up in the offseason, we don't know if they're re-signing Tyler Linderbaum. Nobody likes the guards. That's three guys on the offensive line. Then you start looking at some of the other pieces. Isaiah Likely, more than likely, not back. You know, you just signed Mark Andrews mm-hmm. to a contract extension, so at least you have a tight end under contract. All of your pass rushers not named Mike Green are up for contract. What are you doing? So what happened with this specifically is that because of the flub with the CBA, it made him a restricted free agent, which he didn't. I'm assuming they don't think's fair.
Let me say this. I went to Jimmy's Seafood on Wednesday. I didn't know that the Purple Playbook show was there. I just forgot it. I saw Rick Ritter. Isaiah Likely was the guest there that day. I think it's his show, to be honest with you. And they started talking about the contract talk. Jeremy and Ed, I don't know how it's possible, humanly possible, for the Ravens to re-sign Isaiah Likely. Let me start off with that before you pick apart what I'm saying. I don't know how it's possible. But if you listen to him, you would probably walk out of Jimmy Seafood that night thinking, so you're saying there's a chance.
Really?
Yeah. And again, let me say this. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you spend that much money at that position.
Well, the contract for Mark Andrews it's very team friendly. And I think that it's essentially, a 2-year extension. But again, like we were talking about, do you want to tie up that much money in
at that position? That's what I'm saying. These are the two things I walked away with, Ed. He really loves Baltimore. He really wants to be in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And he believes that they're going to get something done. I don't know how. Again, I'm not saying it makes sense to me. I'm just saying based on
his energy with the crowd, the questions that he was answering, and the way he was answering at that time, I'm thinking, damn, man, I'm doom and gloom on the future of Isaiah Likely in Baltimore. But now I'm walking out here thinking, whatever he's selling, I was kind of, if I wasn't buying it, I'm at least keeping it on the shelf and think about it for a while.
What was it, Schefter that said he thinks the Ravens are going to be a front runner for George Pickens in the offseason?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. So he said it could help them a lot.
They can.
He said exactly what they need.
He's right about that, but
My question is nothing with Likely about this with the Jones signing. Do they think Matabike is never coming back?
Well, that's what I was saying.
I
don't think he's playing again.
That's all these other things to me are like ancillary. The big one is Matabike.
But Jeremy was saying
it was Jeremy Fowler that reported the thing we were talking about, not Schefter. So
what?
What would Joe the
Pickens?
It was more of a hypothetical. He wasn't saying that there's a connection.
He said that he would help them.
But he said that they could use a player like that, and they'll have cap space.
That's captain obvious. But how? Now, I like what Jeremy said. Jeremy said, yes, you don't believe Matabike comes back, but you don't think that has any reflection on why they inked Travis Jones. They had to do that either way.
No, I mean, they had to get the deal done or else, I mean, they were going to face, it was a legal issue, right? Going through this and trying to talk about, like with Bateman, they got him on a mint. I'm sure he didn't want to sign that contract, but you had to at that point because of what happened with the CBA. And now it was a similar situation here where he became a restricted free agent, which he didn't want. He wanted to be a free agent. So they pay him. They get this done. They get a better deal. He gets a fairly good deal. And then the rest is history. You have one of the best. I mean, he was going to be one of the best free agents on the market that nobody was going to talk about because these type of defensive linemen don't get that type of recognition.
Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go. It's Friday.
Yeah, babe. My score prediction is 27-21 Ravens. Go Ravens, and you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend too, Antonio. Down to Baltimore to get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello. Hey, man, let me say something real quick. Shout out to EDC, man. Last year, it was a couple players I wanted to sign back. We got them back, right? Somebody called me. I'll call them back.
You sure you don't want us to hold while
we can wait?
No, because I don't want y'all to hang up on me. I know how y'all, I don't know if Joe going to hang up on me, but.
Any one of us would have hung up on you if you went to the other call. But,
hey, I just want to say something, man.
I'm hovering now.
Sign Likely back. I'm going to tell you why, right? Because I'm going to tell y'all, man, John Harbaugh don't like Charlie Cola, man, what I heard. So, if we had both of them go and just bring back Mark Andrews, I don't think the fans going to like that. Second of all, I'm glad we got Travis Jones back. Let Linderbaum walk at this point. I mean, I know some of y'all going to be mad, but we can spend the money elsewhere. I feel like EDC not messed up, but I mean, he did bargain. Get Bateman off the team, man. Look, him and Marlon Humphrey got to go. Bateman is soft. Oh, let me tell y'all something. Did y'all know 3 weeks ago, right, Bateman left the game early? What kind of team player is that? Even if you ain't playing, why you leaving the game early, bro? He's soft. And guess what? 2 weeks ago, he looked like he wanted to fight me, right? So, you know, the other day he dropped that pass. I said, hey, Bateman. I said, what now? He said, you know what, Trippy? Be safe, Trippy. Get his soft ass off the team.
Hey, man, hold up. Trippy. He left the sidelines without permission?
No.
Huh?
Was it the band? What game was that? Was it the Jets game? It was one of them games he didn't play, and I saw him leaving the game early, and he left out his car, and he drove back. What kind of team play is that, man? Get his ass off the team. He's soft. Do y'all be watching what Terrell Suggs be saying about the Ravens, man? I swear to God, we need Terrell. See, we need a Terrell Suggs. Ray Lewis. We need some of these OGs on here.
But you want him to come? You want him to come back like Phillip Rivers?
No, I'm saying like on the sideline.
Oh, the sideline.
I got respect for certain coaches, right? But some of them I don't respect no more because they ain't doing their job. Like a Chris Boyd talking about he for the people. This man ain't never signed autographs. Now we start winning games, he want to sign autographs. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. Like, hey, Bob, Ed, and Jeremy, I'm sick of this team. It ain't even a team. I'm sick of these coaches. Harbaugh got to go. And like I told Tim the other day at Ed Joint, right, the reason why I want Harbaugh gone, imagine, right, listen, if we go to the playoffs, I still want him gone. I don't care if we go to the AFC Championship game. I'm gonna go. I don't even care if we go to the Super Bowl. I want to go.
Hey, they go to Super Bowl, Trippy, man. You know he's not gone, bro. Have a good weekend, my man. 410-583-1057. Shovels at 7:15, but on the other side, it's week 15. It kicked off last night in Tampa, and we got our picks for the rest of the week on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.